God's love be your love.
Are you someone others can count on? Are you someone that God can count on, in season or out of season? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. What is your accountability ratings this year? High, low, or in between? It is day 8 of the first 10 days of 2010. Each day we have shared a message to help you have a favored and fabulous new year. Day 8 takes us back to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21 this time, to the story of a father and two sons. The father asks one son to work in the vineyard. He says no, but later changes his mind and goes to work. The second son said yes to the father's request, but he failed to show up from work. Jesus asked, which one did the will of the father? You already know the answer, right? The father asked both sons to do the same thing. One didn't, and the other finally did. We could say today that it all boils down to responsibility. Excited about an assignment. God asks us to do something and we're quick to respond with our yes, but then we stop to think. Time goes by and we consider the magnitude of the task. What could go wrong or what could go right? The amount of work that must be done, the sacrifices that must be made, and we fail to show up or to be present every day. Our accountability ratings drop to the floor. Then sometimes we like the other son. We say no, but then we stop. We weigh our options, and then we take seriously our responsibility to respond and decide to be faithful in spite of the risk, the requirements, and the rewards. This is when our accountability ratings shoot through the roof. Responsibility, writes Joyce Myers, is our response to God's ability. Responsibility means being dependable, keeping at it, staying the course in spite of delays and disappointment. This year, when God speaks, respond. Take responsibility for your actions. Your responsibility is to respond. Roll up your sleeves and go to work. Be the someone that God can count on. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.